It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
We get the latest readings on employment this morning. An economist surveyed expect the November jobs report to show employers added 198,000 jobs during the past month. Unemployment, they think, held steady at 3.7%. That's where it was the past 2 months. That's the lowest level in five decades. Low unemployment makes it challenging for many industries to get the workers they need. This one may hit close to home for you. Nursing homes, which are very labor-intensive, find it much harder to attract and retain the people they need in times like this. A Georgetown University Medical Center study found that the quality of care in nursing homes improves during periods of recession, and that it worsens when the economy is good and the nation has nearly full employment. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Department of Agriculture said it's putting low-fat flavored milk, 1% milk, back into the National School Lunch Program. The National Milk Producers Federation says that step, but the Secretary of Agriculture, will encourage milk consumption in schools. The President and CEO of the Federation, Jim Mulhern, says USDA studies have shown that students drank less milk after the low-fat chocolate milk was taken out of the schools. The school district in Elkhorn, Nebraska, has a policy to guide teachers regarding religion of the classroom. It says that Christmas trees, Santa Claus, and Easter eggs and bunnies are considered to be secular seasonal symbols and may be displayed as teaching aids, provided they don't disrupt the instructional program. Well, one Elkhorn Elementary School principal decided she'd take a different path. She issued a memo to staff prohibiting all Christmas-related symbols in the classrooms. Oh, yes, it caused an uproar with parents and teachers and First Amendment advocates. The school district released a statement yesterday indicating that principal is now on administrative leave. The principal had sent a letter to parents saying she is sorry. She didn't mean to offend folks. Oh, she did allow some items to come into the classroom of her school. Items such as sledding, hot chocolate, polar bears, penguins, snowmen, yetis, and Olaf. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.